Welcome to the fire meditation for healing, for the practice of gratitude, and for peace and love. It is very tricky to work with fire. It requires great care and thought, and the kind of practice that is willing to be patient, to take things step by step. But the rewards are 1,000 times worth any amount of care and attention and practice. If you can hold your fire within, without it burning you or others, then you will have a power, in fact a superpower, one that can help you to be the change that you want to see in the world, one that can heal and transform the blocks to your health and happiness, one that can bring you to the great joy and freedom and sweetness of peace. Let's begin. We will be practicing pairing in this meditation. Pairing is where you divide your attention into two places at the same time. It does take some practice to get used to, but it is a remarkably quick and effective way to go into a deep meditative state because it immediately calms and quietens the mind. You cannot give your attention to two parts of your being and, at the same time, be thinking about something in the past or the future or any of the million places our minds can run to. Pairing will allow you to empty your mind and open your heart so that you can feel what is here and now and real, what is within you, what is the true you. It is most simple in principle, but there is a need to practice with it to get familiar and then better and then good at it, like anything that is worth learning and getting good at. Let's start with pairing the awareness straight away into the great eagle territory of the fire lands within the body. These two key areas are the lumbar spine and the liver. And one of the easiest ways to access the first step into these hot and dry fire lands is through the navel, the tummy button. I imagine that you are lying down or sitting down as comfortably as you can be right now. If that is the case, then you can safely close your eyes if they are not already shut. With your eyes closed, sitting or lying down comfortably, take a deep breath in and release all the air so that you are completely emptied out. Then keep breathing and noticing your breath, but at the same time also pair your consciousness to your dear tummy button, your navel. If you have any of the usual self-conscious doubts about your tummy, its size and shape, just let them be there without needing to give them any attention right now. Your navel is the place of your first connection into the world. It is a safe, beautiful, and very natural gateway into connecting into the divine, into your spirit, and into your fire lands. Feel your breath moving in and out, and at the same time, feel your navel. Just be with it in the way of pairing your awareness. So you are giving all your attention to your breath and your navel at the same time. Dividing your focus into these two places without strain, without any effort, so naturally, so easily. I'm simply breathing. And at the same time as I am experiencing everything that I can feel with the movement and sound and feeling of my breath, I'm equally experiencing everything that I can feel with the center of my belly, my dear, humble, but right now much loved tummy button. now we are going to take a third step. And to do this, we need to take a metaphorical foot off one of the places we have just peered. You can do this in your own way whenever you are ready. But this time, I'm going to ask you to let go of noticing your breath, but to keep your attention on your navel for a moment longer, whilst now, at the same time, you're going to shift your attention to your liver. Your liver lives at the top right quadrant of your abdomen. It mostly sits under your ribs on the right-hand side, but part of it lies below your ribs as well. Your liver is by far the hottest organ in your body. It is the furnace of the body where things are changed and transformed, both to get rid of anything harmful, but also to create the substances that we need for life and renewal. It is a furnace, a factory, a crucible of fire, and it is a very safe and lovely place to feel your inner fire. In fact, it is the best place to get in touch with your inner fire. Let's do that right now, keeping one foot, keeping half of the awareness on the navel, and then the other foot, the other half of the awareness with the liver, the furnace of the body. As you relax into being here easily, without strain, without effort, I'm sure you will be able to feel a growing sense of heat in your body. The heat, the fire, is always there, but normally we don't notice it. We are used to it. By bringing your attention here, you will be able to get in touch with your fire. You can feel it very safely and easily. It will not harm you to feel it here. This is the part of your body that is made to hold fire, great fire. It is safe and easy and very natural to feel the warmth that will grow inside your awareness as you get used to being in your fire lands in this way. The warmth will likely be subtle, especially at first. Subtle is good. Subtle and gentle lets us get used to this in an easy way. We are making friends with our fire, welcoming it, warming ourselves at its life-giving hearth. The next part of this, whilst keeping the awareness in the warm, welcoming furnace of the liver, is that we are going to move our metaphorical foot that we have kept on the navel down a little. Directly under your navel is your lumbar spine. Allow your attention to drop down, directly down, from your navel to the back of your spine underneath your tummy button. Let your awareness go down here and then spread out, as if a drop of lovely warm water had fallen and then spread. The lumbar spine is also a key part of our fire lands, and there is great life force and vitality in this part of our body as well. Keep your awareness paired to your liver. Your liver is always there, always burning and working and transforming everything for our greater good. And you are there with it too. And at the same time, you are now spreading the toes of your awareness around your lumbar spine, feeling the lovely warmth and openness and expansive energy that wants to move here very freely, very easily, giving life and health and warmth to our body and our being. Now you are pairing your awareness between your liver and your lumbar spine. Relax into this. It is very easy and natural to pair your awareness in this way. You are in your fire lands. These are the safest and the best places to be in touch with your fire and to feel it as strongly and fully as you are able to at this point in time. Welcome your fire. If you can spontaneously feel it lifting your spirits and making you want to feel gratitude, then by all means, with all your heart, with all the sincerity you can bring to it, say thank you, thank you, thank you. But if you are not spontaneously in that place of gratitude, then do not worry. It will come when you are ready. Gratitude is never something to force. It is a superpower that can help our spirits to be free and to fly. But we may have to learn how to harness it and be with it before we can step out of our nest and take wing so that we can fly in the light and freedom of peace. For now, for the next step, I want you to keep your awareness in your liver and your lumbar spine, but now allow them to join together into one whole area. So you are merging your awareness from there being a pair between them into there being just one general sense of being centered in these parts of your body as a whole. You are now keeping one foot, one part of your being, anywhere within your liver and lumbar spine, and you are taking the next step, this time with thought, with consciousness, to bring three beautiful old words into your awareness. These may not be words that you have heard before, but you will soon learn them by heart. They are from Latin, from a long time ago. And the three words are vis, medicatrix, naturi. What it means is the healing intelligence of nature, the vis, the life, the medicatrix, the healing force, and naturi, the nature, which is the universe, and the force that permeates the universe, that which gives it life. I want you to feel these words in your mind while you think these words in your body. Feel in your mind the ancient, certain power of what they represent. The vis, medicatrix, naturi, is the healing intelligence of nature. We all know, instinctively or consciously, that this is what gives us life. This is what heals us when we are sick. And this is what gives order and meaning and beauty to the world that we inhabit. Feel the words in your body, in your liver and your lumbar spine. The great force of the vis medicatrix naturi is at its hottest and driest in these parts of your body. It takes its form of fire here. The fire to turn air and water and food into that which gives us life and sustains our life. You are feeling your life force. It is you, and it is also something much greater than you, the mother of this force. Its root, its origin, has existed forever. It saw the beginning of everything. It is like an ocean without any limits, beyond anything our minds can comprehend, but still wonderfully, gloriously real. And it is here and present in this moment of now, in your body, as it is in all that lives. Keep part of your awareness in your liver and your lumbar spine. Stay in your body. You are feeling in your mind and thinking in your body at the same time. You are feeling and thinking of your life force, your vis medicatrix naturi, within your fire lands, within your liver and your lumbar spine. This fire, this force, belongs to you. It is you. It is here to help you and heal you and to guide your steps, if you will only become friends with it. In a moment, we will take another step. This step will be to call in that force of fire from wherever else it may be smoldering in our body, which could also be called our subconscious. Our body is like our subconscious mind. It is where we feel, and it is where we mostly exist. We want to acknowledge the presence of fire wherever it is within our being, our mind and our body. We want to welcome that fire in all its forms with unconditional love and acceptance. We want to welcome it in so that it can burn clean and bright in our fire lands. The shadow form of our fire is something that we have all experienced as harmful, often deeply harmful, and so we may be afraid of it or in denial of it. But this healing fire meditation is to make peace with our fire and to not be afraid of or in denial of its shadow forms any longer. Any current fires of guilt or shame or resentment or anger or intolerance that you have harbored within will be present in your subconscious. Any echoes, any past shadows of that fire will be present in your subconscious, which is your body. You don't need to hunt out the reasons for it to be there, or tell yourself, or anyone else for that matter, why the fire has come into being in its shadow form. But where there is guilt, or shame, or resentment, or frustration, or anger, there is fire. And if that fire is not held safely with the greatest care, then it causes harm to ourselves or to others. Whatever residues of that fire exist within right now and right here, let's be ready and willing to transform that fire into light and healing and love and peace. The place for the transformation to happen is in our fire lands, in our liver and lumbar spine. If you have any pain or inflammation within your body, if there is fire in your flesh, that which hurts you, that which flames within, call out to it to come into your fire lands to be burnt clean. Do not be afraid of your fire. It is not trying to harm you. It is trying to help you to heal. Call out to it to come and be present within your core, within your belly, and to burn as bright as it needs to, right here and right now. Likewise, any fire that smoulders in your subconscious mind from past hurts, from disappointments, from betrayals, from all the many forms of darkness and hurt that can befall us, welcome them to come into your fire lands, into your furnace, with unconditional love and acceptance. Do not be afraid of your fire. You can hold it here safely, gently, without any possibility of harm. Welcome the fire from all parts of you. Do not be afraid if the heat is rising. If you reach your limit, then it can all be softened off and cooled down in a heartbeat by you simply thinking or feeling that's enough. But you truly will not come to any harm if you just welcome it deeper and deeper, hotter and hotter, here in your fire lands. The fire, the heat, when you do not resist it, but rather invite it to come to you and welcome it, and may rise like a wave. That rising wave will always subside. It always does. It will pass. All feelings pass. They never remain at their maximum intensity for long. If you can watch the wave rise and not fall into fear, but rather trust that it will most definitely pass, because it always does, then you will soon be able to watch it recede again. When the wave of fire has passed, there will be peace and acceptance. This is another time that you may spontaneously be able to feel a heartfelt sense of gratitude. Gratitude for the fire. Gratitude for the life force. Gratitude for the healing intelligence of nature that lives within you. If you can say it and feel it with sincerity, without any unnatural strain, then say to your body, to your fire, to everything that you can feel within you and around you, thank you, thank you, thank you. we will finish the meditation soon, but for now I want you to come back to the first steps for a moment. Just come back to your navel and to breathing in and out. Pair your awareness back to these first steps easily, naturally, and gently. You can come back to any part of this practice anytime and allow your body, the intelligence of your body, which is the intelligence of nature itself, to guide you to where to go next. For now, breathing and feeling in the center of your belly, feel the gentleness of the fire within. It is always there. It is your life force. It will not harm you. It only wants you to be so healthy. And it only wants you to be so happy. Whatever is going on in your life, however far along your healing journey you are, or however far you have to go, it is okay to be thankful for this, what we have now. To let the thank you be small and insignificant. To just be thankful that there is air to breathe and that I am still breathing. To be thankful that from before I was born, I have received nourishment through my tummy button. And even now, to this very day, I'm still able to receive food and nourishment from the world in so many other ways, and have done now for so many days and nights already. The universe wants me to be here. It feeds me. It loves me. It supports my life. I can be thankful to all of life for wanting to support me, for wanting only the best for me, always. Right now, I am willing to release all resentment from my mind and body. I do not wish to harbor any darkness, any ill will towards myself or any other living being. I release all resentment from my body as if it were a poison that I no longer wish to take in or hold within me anymore. I am free from resentment, free from grudges, free from bitterness. My being thankful is the ultimate antidote for resentment. It takes me up from the sewer, from the darkest places, and shows me the way to fly in the freedom of peace. Lastly, I want you to let this beautiful, timeless, powerful prayer and affirmation resonate in your mind and body. I want you to give your whole being to thinking it in your body and feeling it in your mind. Thank you for everything. I don't want to change anything. Thank you for everything. I don't want to change anything. Thank you for everything. I don't want to change anything. Of course, you can listen to this commentary again if you ever want to, but I also warmly encourage you to practice with getting in touch with your inner fire in your own way, with your own steps, remembering the pairing so that you don't get stuck in your body or stuck in thought, and just practicing being with your inner fire with love and acceptance. If you do this, then for sure, little by little, practice by practice, you will be able to release the toxic fire of resentment, and you will be able to increasingly fill your mind and body with the life-giving, healing, and uplifting fire and light of gratitude. Thank you for listening and for being brave and willing to be on a healing journey for yourself and for all of us, because we are all in this together.